Section 3. More integrated listening and writing. Listen to the lecture and answer the questions.
The main goal for most of the international community regarding the death penalty is abolition. Efforts to outlaw capital punishment have been conducted through the United Nations and other organizations. These efforts have had a great deal of success. The number of countries that have stopped executing people has grown to an all-time high of 118. Countries that have outlawed the death penalty in recent years include Chile, Ukraine, Poland, South Africa, and Bulgaria. The Council of Europe and the European Union have made abolition of the death penalty a condition of membership. This has encouraged several countries to eliminate their death penalties. Russia, for example, has promised to abolish capital punishment in order to get membership in the Council. The EU's ban has also forced Turkey to promise to abandon its harsh death penalty system in order to gain admission. The International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, ICCPR, is the main international treaty on human rights. This document calls for a worldwide end to executions, though it does not allow for exceptions in wartime. It has been ratified by 53 countries, including the United States. Yet many U.S. states and, for the most part, the federal government, have basically ignored the treaty with regard to the death penalty. Executions there continue, with no sign of decreasing. As a result, the U.S. faces frequent and increasing criticism from the international community, and in particular from its allies. The United States actually executes very few prisoners. In 2003, the total number was 64, and in 2004, it was 57. Since alternative punishments are available, including life imprisonment, many argue that there is little or no benefit to the practice. The U.S. is constantly criticized in international forums as a violator of human rights. It is time for the United States to join the international community in abolishing the death penalty so it can become a more effective world leader on other matters. An end to capital punishment would prove to the world that the U.S. is serious in its commitment to justice and individual liberties and sincere in its positions on human rights.
Number 1. What is the lecture mainly about? Number 2. According to the lecture, which country has promised to end the death penalty in order to join the European Union? Number 3. According to the lecture, which of the following is not true of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights? Number 4. Which of the following is mentioned as a country that has recently outlawed the death penalty? Number 5. According to the lecture, which of the following is true? Number 6. Which of the following is mentioned as a result of the U.S. continuing its use of capital punishment? Number 7. Listen again to part of the lecture, then answer the question.
The United States actually executes very few prisoners. In 2003, the total number was 64, and in 2004, it was 57. Since alternative punishments are available, including life imprisonment, many would argue that there can be little or no benefit from the practice.
Why does the professor say this?
The United States actually executes very few prisoners.
Number 8. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
It is time for the United States to join the international community in abolishing the death penalty so it can become a more effective world leader on other matters. An end to capital punishment would prove to the world that the U.S. is serious in its commitment to justice and individual liberties and sincere in its positions on human rights.
What does the professor think about an end to capital punishment in the U.S.?